The overview of the football game. Just got done completing the evaluation as a staff. Obviously, there's a number of things we didn't do very well, a number of things that we'll be able to build off of. So the two biggest things that stand out for us as we move forward is really comes down to the fundamentals in two areas. Number one, our operation to start the game wasn't where it needed to be. We did not handle the environment as well from as a coaching staff of getting the information to the players. I felt we stressed our defense out, our special teams, and we had some communication challenges that I truly felt we were better prepared for, but that was not the case. And with that falls under coaching. Second part of the fundamental area of improvement really comes down to is the fundamentals of football. The one that jumps off the page at you is tackling. We had way too many missed tackles, and the fundamentals of the footwork and the things that go into that's practiced every day did not carry over to the field. So, but with that, there's a number of positives. We had some situational things we thought our guys did a very good job of, particularly on offense. But taking care of the football, the turnover and the safety obviously factored. And, we just did not play very well against a very good football team in a tough environment. So we're looking forward to getting back after it. These are all things that are correctable and we'll continue to work at. We can look to the preseason, the play style, and some of the improvement areas of emphasis and improvements that we made going into the game were clearly evident, but they were not evident last night. So we're 0-1. And we're excited about our home opener against the New York Jets. With that, I'll take your questions.
An update on Brian?
Brian Belaga. Right now we got a little bit of a gap between how Brian feels and how the medical department feels about him, which is normal. But I think really Wednesday's practice will probably give us a better indication. I know Brian would like to try to go on Wednesday, but we got to continue to see how his knee reacts between now and then. So I think it is, once again, it's not a major injury. We're relieved by that. So I really don't have a timeline for you.
Anything? I'm not sure if there's states of concussions, but is any idea, Eddie?
I would say I was told Eddie, I haven't seen Eddie today, but I was told Eddie feels very good today. And he's already started the concussion protocol and has cleared the first step.
Any more concern with him since he had a concussion this time last year?
Well, I mean, the biggest thing of any medical situation, and particularly with Eddie Lacy, is we're always going to go through the process, and I think it's been clearly stated that we don't take unnecessary risks with our players. So I mean, we'll just trust our medical staff.
Like, did James Starks come through okay?
Yes, I don't have any information.
Mike, does Belaga wear a brace on that knee, and could they tell whether that helped him or saved him or anything in that situation?
That's a great question. I'll have to go back and look at it, Tom. I don't have an answer for you there as far as exactly the stress of the play. And, obviously it was created just, with Richard running into him and just getting hit in that position. So, but I'll have to look at that.
Mike, what did you think of Corey's first game as a rookie in that environment?
Corey did a lot of good things. I thought he played well. I was happy with Corey Lindsley's performance, and I thought he stepped up to the plate. I mean, obviously a tough assignment for the first time out as a professional. I thought he did a good job.
Mike, you mentioned the tackling. How do you address that now in the format of a regular season?
Well, the reality of tackling, to me, I know a lot, everybody has an opinion of it. When you talk about the fundamentals of football, the footwork, the footwork is a key component of all your fundamentals, whether it's blocking, getting off blocks or, sustaining blocks, tackling, is your ability to come to balance or run through the inside hip and all those things. And, no different than ball security, finishing runs, getting in a position to take it away. So in regards to tackling, frankly, the biggest thing that jumps out, at you on film is we didn't run through the tackle. I mean, our footwork was poor, And which, you know, when you start leaving your feet to tackle people, it puts you in a compromising position. So the biggest part of our tackling issue was the fundamentals of footwork and running through the near hip, you know, the ability to come to balance in stressful situations. You know, we just didn't do a very good job of it.
Considering tackling something that has been an issue in the past, how disheartening was it to see prop up in the first game, especially when you thought that it had been taken care of?
Well, every year is a new year. I mean, we don't have the same exact scenario as the past. It's something that's emphasized, and it's a daily skill that we will always work on. And I don't know if I've ever stood up here, or I don't think any coach has ever stood up here and felt his tackling is exactly where it needs to be. So it's a component of defense, and it's a component of the coverage units that we need to improve on. I mean, you are what you are, and you know, after one game, you know, we put out there our performance, and our next opponent will stress us in those areas that we did not perform very well in.
I know you probably can't do that, but if you can just take the tackling out of the equation, were you happy with how the defense performed, you know, schematically and all that?
Well, no. Yeah, we were not sharp. I think some of it clearly started from our communication from the boundary. The Seattle offense and their operation, as far as their, you know, personnel groups coming in, they make late substitutions, which creates a later communication from the defense. There's obviously other ways to get around that. We did not get that done early enough in the game. I think our players were unsettled, and I frankly never felt that we got into the flow that we needed to. So that was definitely something that we'll improve on as we prepare for the Jets.
Mike, do you feel like you had, in some cases, the wrong package or the wrong personnel?
No, it wasn't wrong. I mean, it wasn't having the wrong personnel. It was really getting the call in. So, you know, obviously we had 10 guys on the field for their touchdown, so that's, you know, obviously didn't have the right personnel there. But as far as them catching us, as far as, you know, what we were trying to do to their personnel was not a huge issue. It was just the handling of, you know, trying to be in the perfect call instead of just giving our guys clean calls.
Mike, did you consider, or you didn't go much with Oki in this game? You kind of went with this.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of, were you looking for more athleticism because they stretched the plays, you know, to the outside, or did you think about going back to more of a traditional defensive three defensive line?
Well, I mean, you know, we're an Oki defense. You know, just because you play a four-man line look or a scheme that presents a four, I mean, we're still an Oki personnel, so it's. It's really in line with what we talked about since the spring, and I would think is what you saw in the preseason as far as more of the practices. I mean, we're utilizing our players. You know, we're doing things that are best suited for our players. So, and that's really what it came down to. Now, you know, some of the things that we didn't get off to a great start as far as the wins and losses of the particular personnel groups, but. You know, we're you know, it's one game. You know, we have a big commitment, and we're going to continue to do the things that our players do best. It's I mean, that's what coaching is.
Was that a conscious decision not to throw it all to Richard Sherman's side?
Well, I don't think you ever make a conscious decision not to throw to one side of the field. I, you know, frankly, it was more of a decision to put Jordy on the left and see if he'll come over and play him. So, but. You know, they played their defense, and obviously they did a heck of a job, and I'm sure they feel good about where they are today. It's just a, you know, no huddle. Frankly, it's easier for receivers to stay to one side of the field than the other, you know, as far as what we were doing. But, you know, our plan was to, you know, run our stuff and get up, you know, line up as quick as we can. And, you know, we had some communication challenges. I thought Aaron did a very good job working through that, but you know, it was more about what we were going to do.
With so much put into one game, I could just have the fan perspective. There's a lot of disappointed fans. Everything is it hard with your players too to turn on? It's just one game, or have to not have them dwell on? I mean, obviously, you guys put a lot of energy.
Well, everybody puts so much into the opener. We understand that, and you know, if you want to sit here and go through every aspect of the game, you know, I think you have to give Seattle credit. You know, I thought their unscouted looks performed better than ours. So, but you know, we our players will have the right perspective. We'll take a hard look of everything. We'll correct it, but we will move on to the Jets because, you know, this is not a one-game season. I mean, every NFL season is such a journey. This is just really, you know, the beginning of it. So we did not take the first step clearly that we wanted to take, but we got the next opportunity, and we're not going to sit here and dwell on it. Trust me, I get the disappointment. I felt very good about going into the game. You know, I've had to go back and check my preparation because I think any time as a coach when you feel your team's prepared and they don't perform, I think the first guy you have to look at is yourself and look in the mirror. So that's what we spent a lot of time doing today, and we're not making crazy changes. We don't feel that's the right answer. We have a program, we have a process, and I promise you our team will be better this coming week against the Jets.
Mike, do you think if you have to play without Brian that Derek would handle the next
assignment? If Brian Bulaga doesn't go, Derek Sherrard will play right tackle, yes.
Do you think he'll handle it better than he did?
Well, you know, yes, I think Derek will play better than he did this week. And, you know, there's some things we weren't totally in tune with. You know, the first sack, we had a protection call there that everything wasn't done correctly. And so and Averill was able to get the edge on him there. And in the second sack, you know, really we were playing uphill there. And you know, that's something we could probably do a better job of as we move forward.
Two more, please. Mike, did you think the quad had any impact at all on Brad Jones?
Don't ask me those kind of questions, okay? You know, first off, I mean, you know, Brad didn't have his best game as far as what we call things and this and that. It's, you know, those are scheme questions. You know, we don't need to get into that detail.
Just curious, do you have a name for that 4-3 look?
No, I have no idea what it is.
I'm sorry, what's that?
No, it's a four-man line look.
I know. I mean, you have something called cycle, some things called that. We're just kind of curious if they're a cycle.
Okay. Ask Wes. He knows.